Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Sarda Energy and Minerals Limited Q3 and 9 months FY24 earnings conference call. We have with us today Mr. Manish Sarda, Deputy Managing Director, Sarda Metals and Alloys Limited, Mr. P.K. Jain, Director and CFO, Mr. Nilay Joshi, Head Corporate Finance. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Manish Sarda. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you so much, and good morning to everyone. Very warm welcome to each one of you attending this call. I would like to state that some of the statements made in this call may be forward-looking, and a disclaimer to this effect has been included in the investor presentation. I hope you all had a chance to go through the results and presentation uploaded on our website, as well as websites of stock exchanges. During the quarter under review, globally, the economies continued to face macro headwinds on account of weakness in Chinese economy, high interest rates, war between Israel and Hamas, high fuel costs, and attacks on ships in the Red Sea. In India, domestic steel demand continued to grow and was up around 10% year-on-year, but steel spot prices moderated in line with global cues without corresponding correction in input prices. As such, profit margins shrank slightly. Central banks continued to adopt tighter monetary policies to rein in inflation. During the quarter, we have achieved highest ever production of iron ore pellets, wire rod, and captive power. The ferroalloys plant also operated at record levels. For the 9-month period, we achieved record production of coal, thermal power, ferroalloys, and all steel products except sponge iron. Hydropower generation during the quarter was low due to lower rainfall in catchment area and pipeline damage from landslide in Uttarakhand project. Power generation in Uttarakhand project has resumed now. In quarter 3 FY24, we exported 33,429 metric tons of ferroalloys, valued at about 242 crores, against 25,454 metric tons in quarter 2 FY24, valued at 189 crores, and 20,554 metric tons in quarter 3 FY23, valued at around 176 crores. We have received permission for increase in the production of iron ore pellets from 8 lakh tons to 9 lakh tons. This will enable us to produce extra quantity without any fresh capital investment. Mines and minerals. The Gare-Palma coal mine block produced 3.86 lakh tons of coal. We have applied for increase in the coal mining capacity of Gare-Palma 4x7 coal mine from 1.44 million ton to 1.68 million ton and expect to receive permission during the current year. In view of increased in-house coal requirement post-proposed acquisition of SKS Power, we are seeking approvals to increase the coal mining capacity of Gare-Palma 4x7 coal mine to 5.2 million metric tons in phases. The capacity of the coal washery is also proposed to be increased suitably to meet our requirement. We are also taking steps for setting up railway siding and loading infrastructure in the coal mine for movement of coal through rail for cost-effective movement of coal and mine refilling material. The Indonesian joint venture coal mine produced 250,000 metric ton coal during the last quarter. In the last quarter, when mines reopened, we had produced 84,000 metric tons of coal from the mine. The Indonesian JV has received permission to produce 1.6 million ton from the coal mine. We expect to produce 1 million metric ton of coal from the mine in FY25. Our proposal for first stage forest clearance for Shahpur West coal mine in Madhya Pradesh has been approved. Mine opening work will be started only after getting stage 2 forest clearance and mining lease. We expect to commence commercial production before the stipulated period of 51 months from allotment. Post-commissioning of this mine, 100% of our high-grade coal requirement will also be met from captive mine, insulating us against price fluctuations and high cost of imported coal. We have entered into an agreement with SECL for mining of high-grade coal from Kalyani coal mine on revenue-sharing basis. We have to restart mining within 18 months after obtaining all required approvals, etc. This was the first mine under revenue-sharing model. A joint venture with our share of 67% has been declared as successful bidder for reopening and operation of Bartunga Hill high-grade coal mine of SECL in the state of Chhattisgarh at a revenue of 18% to be shared with SECL. The contract shall be executed through a special purpose vehicle. This will further strengthen company's presence in commercial coal mining. Surjagarh Iron Ore Mines. We are awaiting letter of intent from the government of Maharashtra for composite license for the mine. Soon after receipt of LOI, prospecting work will be started. Solar power project. The company is installing solar power project of 50 megawatt in the state of Chhattisgarh to meet captive power requirement to replace grid power being purchased presently. The project is estimated to cost Rs. 200 crores. Orders have been placed and the plant will be operational before the end of next financial year. In addition to the cost saving, it will also help in reduction of carbon footprint. Hydro power project under construction. Construction work at 25 megawatt rare earth hydro project is progressing ahead of schedule and the plant is expected to be operational well before scheduled completion of March 2025. Acquisition of SKS Power. The matter of approval of our resolution plan for acquisition of SKS Power is under hearing before NCLAT. SKS is having an operating thermal power plant of 600 megawatt capacity near our coal mine in Raigarh. And this acquisition will bring operational synergies with our coal mine. Presently, NTPC is running the plant under O&M contract. Financial performance. The company has achieved quarterly consolidated revenue of 925 crores during quarter 3 FY24 against 1001 crores reported in last quarter and rupees 908 crores in corresponding quarter of previous year. The company has reported operating EBITDA of rupees 194 crore during the quarter against 240 crores in the previous quarter and rupees 197 crore in quarter 3 FY23. The company's profit after tax consolidated stood at rupees 114 crores as against 149 crores in previous quarter and rupees 130 crores in quarter 3 FY23. All steel products except iron ore, pellet, ferroalloys saw price pressure. Fall in the selling prices resulted in fall in revenue and profitability in spite of improved volumes. Debt. The company is net debt free. At consolidated level, gross long-term debt stood at 1100 crores. Loans repayable within the next 1 year is rupees 185 CR. Ongoing capexes including for coal mines and hydro projects have been financed from internal accruals. The company has strong liquidity position to meet projected outflow for acquisition and ongoing capexes. The company is not exposed materially to currency fluctuation. Foreign currency exposure is majorly covered by natural hedge. The quarter gone by has seen strong domestic demand, but slowing global demand and increased export from China had an impact on pricing of steel. China's property market remains sluggish, affecting steel consumption. During the quarter, India recorded 0.5% growth quarter-on-quarter and 15% growth year-on-year in crude steel production. During calendar year 23, India recorded 12% growth in crude steel production against flat production in China and rest of the world. During the quarter, India recorded growth in steel production despite jump in imports from 2.26 million tons to 2.59 million tons. The apparent consumption has gone up from 31.38 million tons to 35.15 million metric tons year-on-year, registering growth of 12%. Iron ore and pellet prices remain firm due to increased export from India. Energy and logistic prices softened during the quarter. Due to reduced domestic consumption and increased exports from China, the finished good prices also softened, resulting into compression of margins. Ferroalloy prices also corrected during the quarter. The Indian economy remains stable against the pressure of high inflation, high interest rate environment. Interest rates across the globe are expected to start falling in view of declining inflation across the globe. That should boost capex, heavy projects and real estate sector, creating demand for steel. India's steel production and consumption has recorded healthy growth and is expected to continue its high growth momentum. The apparent steel consumption has recorded healthy growth of 14% in 2023. Growth in steel sector is driven by government spending on infrastructure and recovery in private investment, which has been the focus of this year's budget. Money flow from election-related spending should also stimulate demand. Input costs to steel making, including iron ore, coke, coal and energy, may remain range-bound with upward bias. China demand remains subdued, but may pick up with additional stimulus measures. With recent increase in steel prices in other parts of the world and BIS restrictions, imports of steel in India is expected to go down. Some margin expansion is seen in ferroalloys with recent price increase of about US$35, though in spite of marginal increase about 15 cents in price of manganese ore and an increase in prices of coking oil, coke by about $25. Price of coal has also been stable. Price of power in open market is hardening and is expected to remain at elevated levels in view of seasonal demand, providing good power sale opportunity. That's all about the performance and outlook. Now we leave the forum open for questions from the participants. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We'll now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Participants, you may press star and one to ask the question. The first question is from the line of Rakesh Roy from Omkara Capital. Please go ahead.
Oh, hi, sir. Morning, sir. So my first question is, I know volume data, sir. So this quarter, so volume increase, like it means pellet also increase and other also increase. But sir, pressure realization, sir, any reason behind this, sir?
Pardon? Your voice was not very clear. Can you repeat your question?
Yeah, sir. My question, first question is, sir, this quarter, sir, volume is good, sir, compared to last year, sir, if you check, sir. But realization is, sir, if you check, sir, your volume is increased by 3% on steel, compared to realization is down by 12%, sir. Any reason behind this, sir?
Yes, as stated in our opening remarks, the prices of the finished goods have gone down as compared to the quarter on quarter also it has gone down, and year on year also prices have been have remained sluggish. That is the reason for the fall in the revenue.
Okay, so any chances to increase the prices in Q4 because the raw material prices are start going upside, sir?
Yeah. In opening remarks, we also stated that recently ferroalloy prices have seen some upward movement and the pellet has also seen upward movement. Remaining steel products, I think, remains on the same level. Manish, you can give more highlights on this.
If you've gone through the opening remarks, it was clearly mentioned that because of the global prices being subdued, you know, the profitability in revenues have been lower compared to the last quarter and last year. What is happening is that, you know, there's a lot of activities which are happening which are not very conducive to business, like the Hamas, the Red Sea environment, you know, the continuous fighting between Ukraine and Russia, which is still on and off. Okay. You know, and these ports are not letting things go in the right direction in terms of infrastructure growth in these areas. Mm-hmm. Here in India, we are seeing a very strong domestic demand. We have seen the growth also for steel, and the consumption apparently has also gone up. What is happening is that there are a lot of places where infrastructure development is going to start taking place in a big way. We have currently seen the Atal Setu being opened. There are a lot of other bridges which are being made. The coastal roadway in Bombay is still carrying on. You know, part of it is getting open. The part of the coastal roadway is still ahead, you know, to get started now. So infrastructure is going to grow up. Steel is going to go up. Raw material prices have gone up slightly, but I think it's only a lag, which happens always in the commodity market. The lag, you know, whenever the finished prices go up, the raw material prices also start moving along and vice versa. So hopefully we'll see the prices come back and rebound in a good way this year.
Okay. If you see, sir, in December, and coke prices increase nearby $10 to $20, sir. So this will impact in our margin in Q4 or Q1?
Which prices you said?
Coke, sir.
Coke.
Yes, sir.
Coke. So we basically do not use coke, too much in our entire facility for production of goods. And we just use coke in ferroalloys. And to quite a bit, you know, we are insulated as we have started using a lot of Indian coke as well. So we are trying to have an economic blend of Indian coke as well as imported coke and, you know, good quality South African coal. So we are trying to insulate ourselves from the coke price, fluctuations. And to a great extent, we are quite a bit insulated from that angle.
Understand. So, sir, next question regarding, sir, you get the permission for the pellet from 8 to 9 lakhs, sir, na? So for FY 2025, we take on 9 lakhs full, no?
We will try to. We have taken the permission, and we'll try to produce 900,000 completely.
No. Subject, okay. 900. Okay. Right, sir. Thank you for my time, sir.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Aditya Rathi from Aequitas Investment. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity, sir. Sir, any timeline on our mind regarding the Gare-Palma coal mine enhancement to 5.2 metric ton?
Please understand that the timeline is difficult to say, but we are trying our level best to get it. It happens in phases. As you know, the matter goes up to Delhi, the environmental board, and we are trying our level best to pursue it as fast as possible, but the overall process takes a bit of time. It's very difficult to put a timeline exactly on when we will get the clearances. But in normal course, with the operation, I mean, the way things are working at Delhi level, it should, you know, come stage-wise.
It should come by what, sir?
It should come in stages. We have to apply in stages. You can't straight away apply, you know, for 5.4, but that is the whole aim is to get it to 5.4 million metric tons, because we will need that extra coal for our acquisition of SKS Power. So we are trying our level best, and hopefully we should be able to do this in the next, you know, year and a half or so.
Okay. And sir, amount of cost saving that we are expecting after the solar power plant of that 50 MW that we have recently ordered, awarded?
Mr. Jain, can you just answer this question?
Yeah. Our present landed cost of power is 7+ rupees.
Okay.
From the grid. And whatever power we will replace. And whatever we will replace, it should cost somewhere below 4 rupees. 4-4.5 rupees. It will not cost beyond that. So that will be the saving, whatever generation is there.
Okay, perfect. And sir, any, since we are close to the end of financial year 2024, any volume guidance for next financial year across the segments?
As given in this, the production of pellet will definitely go up from 8 lakh tons to on the higher side.
Right.
Rest of the capacities, we are operating at optimal level. There will be slight improvement. There won't be any material change in the output capacity. Slight improvements will always be there in the steel segment also. Coal, presently, we have capacity of 14.4 lakh tons. That will go to 16.8 lakh tons.
16.8 lakh ton, right, sir?
Yeah.
Okay. That is from my end. Thank you so much, sir.
Hydropower will also start. A second hydropower project in Chhattisgarh will also start, so we will have some generation from that project also.
Okay. Perfect, sir. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. Next question is from the line of Vikas Singh from PhillipCapital. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon.
Congratulations on becoming a net debt-free. Sir, just wanted to understand our capital allocation, since our new hydropower would also be coming a little bit better in pellets, and coal mining would also start contributing next year. I see our cash inflows would be much higher than the current CapEx plans, which you have chalked out. So just wanted to understand next two to three years, what kind of, you know, CapExes we are planning to take it up, in which division, and how do we allocate our, what is, would be our capital allocation policy?
If you see, one is the SKS Power project, which is already in public domain. So whenever we receive approval from NCLT, that will be the one major investment. And in addition to that, we have taken up three coal mines. One is Shahpur coal mines, which I think After receipt of the second stage forest clearance, we will start working on that, and maybe 1-1.5 years that should come into operation. Third, we have taken 2 coal mines on revenue share basis. There also, but investment will be spread over a period of 2 to 3 years because it takes time to get required approvals and then carry out the investment. So all these projects, the capex will not be within 1 year. So annual capexes will be somewhere in the range of 700 to 8 crores, except the SKS power project. So for next 2 years at least, we will have capex of about 700 crores to 800 crores put together in all the ongoing projects. In addition to that, this hydropower project which you talked about, that will get commissioned in the next financial year, somewhere in between. So that is getting over. There won't be material capexes beyond that on this particular hydropower project. In addition to that, we have taken 1 mineral wool project in our subsidiary at a cost of about 70 crores. So our capex plan for next 2 years is in the range of 700 to 800 crores per annum based on the capex says already planned and approved.
Understood, sir. Sir, just 1 question on SKS. Assuming that we would eventually receive permission, so is there any additional capex which we need to incur apart from the bid which we have submitted over and above to basically rectify or do some other modification in the plant?
Nothing major.
That is a running plant. So presently also it is operating at the normal level. So there won't be any material. There might be some minor here and there, but there is no material capex on that.
But I basically heard somewhere that that plant had a further potential to increase capacity. So, was coming from that perspective?
No, that plant has got a capacity to increase to 1200 megawatt.
Yes.
First, we will take stabilize the operation. Then we may go for the second phase of the project. That is a separate, independent project which will be decided in subsequent. Times we will decide based upon the market study of the techno-economic viability of the expansion. But yes, they have got the infrastructure, they have got the approval, so that is there. But as of now, there is no plan specifically to increase the capacity immediately from 600 to 1200. We don't have any plan immediately.
Understood. Sir, just 1 last question. Last quarter, what percentage of our own coal requirement had been met through captive sources? And how do we see it in the
FY 25-26, we should be able to meet 100% of our coal requirement from captive sources after commissioning of the Shahpur coal mine. Presently, might be 70% approximately. I will let you know the offline, but approximately we must be able to meet our 70-75% of our captive requirement from our captive sources.
Understood. That is for the steel and power. For the ferroalloy, the coke would continue to come from outside.
No, for sponge iron, no. For ferroalloys, once we have our Shahpur coal mine operation started, coal requirement for other plants, including for ferroalloys, we should be able to meet from captive sources. Presently, we are using imported coal partly for the sponge iron and partly for the ferroalloys.
Understood, sir. Thank you. That's all from my side and all the best in the future.
Thank you.
Participants, you may press star and 1 to ask a question. Next question is from the line of Vikash from Aquantree Group. Please go ahead. Vikash, may I request to unmute your line and go ahead with the question, please?
Now it's okay?
Yeah.
Thank you, sir. I want to understand, after this 50 megawatt solar power project, whether our company is eligible for the green steel for the export purpose?
No, basically we will reduce our carbon footprints for sure. But green steel is a different subject altogether. You know, green steel, there are a lot of components to green steel. So I would not say that it will be directly called as green steel, but definitely our overall carbon footprint will be reducing. And that is the, you know, the whole approach of ours is also going forward to reduce as much as carbon footprint as we can.
So after this one, how much carbon footprint is it reduced in our
that
case?
We have to get it verified through the proper agencies, which we have not yet started, because we've just placed the orders for the solar power. And once things get in line, we will get that also, because for carbon tax, we will be requiring the carbon footprint reduction data also.
Okay. And another thing is there regarding of this SGS project. Any timeline is there from your side is expected, not in the firm timeline, is the expected timeline?
No. So it's a court-driven process. Right now the matter is in court. So difficult. I mean, while we are trying to expedite and do the best from our end, and when the process takes its own time, so difficult to put a number with it.
Okay.
We're hopeful it should happen fast.
In next 6 months or 12 months?
Yeah, next 6 months.
Next 6 months. Okay, thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. Next question is from the line of Tej Patel from Nivesha Investment Advisory. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes, go ahead.
Sir, so I know you already talked about the ferrol prices in your commentary. You said that they got corrected in Q3 and now has, you know, seen a little bit of an upward tick. So would you mind putting a number to it, and how do you see this prices panning out in, let's say, next 2-3 quarters?
If you see the prices in the steel products and ferroalloys in the last, compared with the previous quarter, it was down by in the range of 2000 rupees a ton. If you compare year on year, the ferroalloys prices corrected on the much higher, maybe about 7-8000 rupees a ton, YOY.
Okay. So this is this was for the quarter Q3, right?
Yeah, and that is more details are available in our corporate presentation. You can see there.
Yeah, and see, and sir, how do you see this prices spanning out right now? Already this 1 month, we are into this quarter, and how do you see it moving, let's say, next 2 quarters?
Ferroalloys prices have already moved up, as given in our opening statement. And steel prices are hovering more or less in same lines, except in case of pellet, where it is slightly on the higher side.
Okay, no problem, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. Next question is from the line of Chetan Damania from Swan Investment Managers. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. So just wanted to cross-check, you earlier indicated that we will be spending near about 700 to 800 crores of the CapEx every year. Now, this includes only for the power, or probably it includes all the CapEx that we'll be doing for the expansion for the coal block as well?
No, it includes all projects, including coal, solar power projects, all other projects. And increase in the mining capacity of the existing running mine, new mines opening, except the SKS. This is what we have created.
And sir, if you want to include the SKS, what can be the outer, I mean, if the additional capex that you will be have to incur for that?
Oh, SKS is an independent transaction that will be independently financed. Giving specific figure on that will not be right at the moment. So other than SKS, all other projects whatever we have planned or got approved or which are under installation, this is what we have given you the estimated figure of our capex plan.
Right, and sir, I mean, if you can help us in terms of the output that we are getting from the Kalyani coal mines and the Bartunga coal mines, because last quarter we had already, I mean, entered into a revenue sharing model with SCCL. So if you can throw some light on that, what is the output that we are getting from both these mines?
Kalyani coal mine, it will be 6 lakh ton per annum on the peak. And in case of 1.8 lakh tons per annum, and Bartunga will be 2.2 million tons per annum in the peak capacity.
And what are we doing it right now from that?
Presently we are not there. These are the new mines which will be started.
Okay. And these the new mines. Right.
Capacity will come only after the mines come into operation. I am talking about the ones we reach to the rated, full rated capacity.
And sir, in terms of the consent to operate of the expansion that we have got in terms of the wire rod and the pellet from one, wire rod from 1.8 to 2.5 and pellet from 8 to 9, when do we expect these numbers to achieve? So I just wanted to understand the, if you can give us the broader guidelines for FY25 numbers with the new consent.
In the pellet, we will try or endeavor to achieve the in the next financial year, maybe in the range of somewhere about 8.6 lakhs to 9 lakhs, depending upon the different conditions. Mm-hmm. And wire rod, what we expect, it will be, it will remain somewhere in the range of 2 lakh to 2 lakh
25,000. Okay. Okay, sir. That's all from my side. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question. Next follow-up question is from the line of Rakesh Roy from Omkara Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. So my next question regarding the your hydro project. Currently, we have nearby 142 megawatt and 25 megawatt is under power. So, sir, next 2 to 3 years, how much we are looking, any chance to we are looking to add more hydro in near term, in next 2 to 3 to 4 years? Now, how much, sir?
Maybe one more project will come up in the next 2-3 years.
Okay, so and, how much megawatt, sir?
25 megawatt what we have planned out.
Okay. How much, sir? Pardon, sir? How much?
25 megawatt.
Okay, in which state, sir?
Chhattisgarh,
right, sir. Okay, thank you, sir.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Rajesh from Nakoda Enterprises. Please go ahead.
Hello. Namaskar, sir.
Namaskar.
Sir, ye jo SKS power ka jo hai, now it is 100% sure that SADA would be getting it?
Sir, court mein matter chal raha hai.
Haan, matlab abhi jo beech mein kuch adchan aayi thi, वो अड़चन दूर हो चुकी है सर?
नहीं, अब कोर्ट में मैटर चल रहा है तो उसमें तो अब कोर्ट वाले मैटर पे आप और हम क्या कमेंट कर सकते हैं, कोर्ट का जो भी डिसीजन आएगा.
हाँ, अच्छा,
सुप्रीम कोर्ट की जो पुराने डिसीजन है उसके बेस पे अपना केस एकदम बहुत स्ट्रॉन्ग है, क्लियर कट केस है अपना.
जी
सर, हमको LOI इशू हुआ है, हमने बीजी वगैरह दे रखी है बैंक को, कोर्ट में केस चल रहा है, बहुत स्ट्रॉन्ग केस है, बियॉन्ड दैट वेरी डिफिकल्ट टू से एनीथिंग बिकॉज सब ज्यूडिस मैटर है.
मतलब LOI वी ऑलरेडी हैव.
यस
जी जी जी. अच्छा, दूसरा सर, आपने जो रेवेन्यू शेयरिंग वाला जो बोला है, इट इज बेसिकली रेवेन्यू शेयरिंग और प्रॉफिट शेयरिंग?
रेवेन्यू शेयरिंग.
तो मतलब जितना भी रेवेन्यू होगा उसका सर्टेन परसेंटेज यू विल हैव टू गिव?
यस सर.
Oh, so matlab that profit has to be much, much more. Because revenue to matlab top line se niklega.
Haan ji.
Oh, okay. Acha, aur dusra sir, last time if I remember, aap bata rahe the ki jaise China se bhi demand wagaira aani chahiye. Kab tak expected hai sir?
Sir, China ki conditions to ab global market mein abhi to unka property market to thanda pada hai, ab stimulus ek ke baad ek wo la rahe hain, basic kaise move karta hai us pe depend karega.
जी जी.
और ये हाँ
हाँ. और जो अपना 700 to 800 crore per annum वाला जो है सर, ये तो fund raise करना पड़ेगा?
नहीं, fund raise की जरूरत नहीं है. We have sufficient internal accruals to support the projected expansions.
ओके ओके. और नॉर्मली सर, मैंने देखा इतने सालों से the Sarda ka realization has been excellent as a matter of fact. But this time, the other players have had a better realization than Sarda.
नहीं, कौन से प्रोडक्ट्स में कैसे क्या?
हाँ, ये जो जो स्टील प्रोडक्ट्स हैं सर, जो अपने नॉर्मल स्टील प्रोडक्ट्स हैं, आई एम नॉट टॉकिंग अबाउट द पावर, उसमें अब मैं आई वुड नॉट लाइक टू नेम द अदर कंपनी, बट उनके प्रॉफिट्स हैव बीन मच हायर. लाइक फॉर एग्जाम्पल
मल्टीपल फैक्टर्स रहते हैं, हर एक के अपने कॉस्ट मैट्रिक्स अलग अलग होते हैं, तो कमेंटिंग ऑन प्रॉफिटेबिलिटी ऑफ अदर्स विल बी वेरी डिफिकल्ट.
हाँ नहीं, वो बात सही है सर, इसीलिए नॉर्मली मैंने देखा है कि Sarda रियलाइजेशन हैज बीन एक्सीलेंट इन द मार्केट.
अपना तो पूरा स्टेटिस्टिक्स अपने पूरे रिलेशन वगैरह का पूरा प्रेजेंटेशन में कंप्लीट डिटेल्स दी हुई है.
जी जी. और ये जो सोलर वाला प्लांट है सर, दैट इज 50 मेगावाट.
हाँ जी.
इट विल टेक अबाउट 1 ईयर इन इंस्टॉलेशन.
यस यस.
अच्छा
राजेश, सॉरी टू इंटरप्ट यू, आई रिक्वेस्ट टू कम बैक फॉर अ फॉलो अप क्वेश्चन. थैंक यू.
बाय.
नेक्स्ट क्वेश्चन. Before we take the next question, anyone who wishes to ask a question, please press star and one. The next question is from the line of Saket Kapoor from Kapoor and Company. Please go ahead.
Ji, namaskar sir. Sir, firstly, if you could provide me with the mix, sales mix in proportion to the value added percentage, how much goes into the value added part, and also what percentage of our sales is towards domestic and the export percentage.
Can you repeat your question? Initially your voice was cracking.
Yes sir. Firstly sir, value added हमारा कितना है total sales का? Value added किस category में fall करते हैं हम, कितना percentage value added में जाता है, और हमारा domestic और export का mix क्या है?
इसमें वैल्यू एडेड में हमारा पूरा प्रोडक्शन एंड सेल्स का डाटा पूरा शेयर किया हुआ अपना ऑपरेशनल डाटा, उसमें आप देखेंगे तो एट एवरी स्टेज पार्ट ऑफ द क्वांटिटी इज सोल्ड इन द मार्केट एंड पार्ट ऑफ द प्रोडक्शन इज गोइंग इन द वैल्यू एडेड प्रोडक्ट. इफ यू टेक द एग्जांपल ऑफ द पैलेट वी आर प्रोड्यूसिंग अबाउट 8 लाख टन्स पर एनम, आउट ऑफ दैट मे बी 35% is going in the captive consumption and remaining is we are selling in the market. Similarly, sponge iron out of 3 lakh ton plus production we are selling, captively consuming about 2 lakh tons of the sponge iron captively and remaining is going in the market. So at every stage, there are different percentages of the production which is getting consumed captively for downstream production and the remaining is sold in the market. Same is the case with the coal, same is the case with the Billets about 80-85% we are captively consuming in conversion into wire rods. So it's like that. So far as domestic and exports are concerned, ferroalloy is the only product which we are exporting. About 90% of our ferroalloy production from Visakhapatnam plant is getting sold. And in the export market, remaining ferroalloy is sold in the domestic market. And all those details have been provided in our opening remarks also.
Sir, when we look at the international coal prices currently, they are on a declining trend. I'm not particular with the grade, but if we look at the coal prices have declined year on year also and monthly also, because I think so of the slackening Chinese demand. So taking the current international prices and on an import parity basis, how well do you think that our acquisition of SKS and going ahead the merchant mining, all are these going to be good profitable ventures, sir? Meaning even post this decline, sir.
Should I take this question or Jan sir, you will take it?
Please.
So basically, the question is that when you are seeing the international coal prices declining, right?
Right, sir.
And do you know the decline, what it is?
Yes, sir. I'm just referring to the website wherein I've seen the decline of around year-on-year prices are down 50%.
Yeah, so please understand that the coal prices have gone to record highs of $190 odd for
for South African RB1 coal.
Right.
And the normal pricing of South African RB coal should be hovering from RB3 to RB1 between the ranges of $78 to $105. That's typically the range-bound pricing of South African coal. Okay. Now, if you have looked at the Indian coal prices overall, historically, we have been comparatively lower because of the quality of coal that we have. We have majorly power-grade coal in India. We have the resource base for that. Now, the acquisition of SKS makes a very strategic sense for us because it's very close to our coal mines. So the logistics cost for transportation of coal, which is also a big factor in India, if you look at other power plants, they're buying coal from a lot of distance. So it makes perfect sense for us. And for us, when it is our own captive coal mine, we don't have to, you know, be bothered about the raw material that is required for the power plant. So, I mean, in short and in nutshell, the acquisition is very strategic. The acquisition definitely will prove very, very good for the company in terms of the numbers, in terms of the profitability. The international coal price has got directly nothing to do with the SKS acquisition. In the true sense of things, that international coal pricing has gone down because it was abnormally high, which was not sustainable. Now it has come to a stage where we can say that these prices are the realistic prices of coal of RB3, RB2 and RB1.
Okay, so we are benchmarking the South African coal prices, which were
even if you take the Indonesian coal price, even if you take the Indonesian coal price,
yes.
Indonesian coal prices also went 4200 GAR also went up to $100, you know. Yes. But all these pricing are also dependent upon the freight. A freight plays a major and a basic component of the entire pricing structure is the freight in imported coal in India. And imported coal is good for the coastal plants which are placed, you know, around the coast of India. Only very high grade coal like RB1 and RB2 goes into the central part of India for application usages, for blending usages, for improving the quality and the yield of the products like sponge, pellet. They are not the bulk, they are not in bulk consumption. So to impact the entire overall pricing, until unless the prices of coal moves, you know, very, very drastically high, like what we saw, you know, a few months back of 175 FOB basis. So what I'm trying to say is that international coal prices have got no direct connection to SKS power acquisition. And it does not, the pricing of international will not decide whether this will be profitable or not, because we have our own captive mine, which is very, very close.
Sir, with this SKS acquisition currently, we will be setting up this Enifitet thermal power plant, or how is this coal being utilized, and whether this will be for merchant sale or end utilization of the coal that will be that we will mine?
Which mine?
How is the SKS acquisition going to be aligned with our setup? Are we going to set up Pithead thermal power plant near the coal mines, or
Manish, can I just take this?
Yeah, please go ahead, Lila.
Yeah. So let me just clarify. I think there is some confusion. See, SKS is a 2x300 megawatt operational power plant which is being run by NTPC right now. It is around 60 kilometers from our existing operational coal mine. Okay. So, and this is, SKS is a completely a call on the India growth story. It has nothing to do with global coal prices. Okay. Mm-hmm. SKS is our power asset. So now if you have got clarity, maybe I think you can ask your question, because it has nothing to do with another pithead power plant and all of that. There is no plan of any pithead power plant.
So the power generated from these power plants, are we looking for merchant sales, or will be consumed by our unit?
Captive. Some captive maybe, but largely merchant sales.
Largely merchant sales.
Merchant maybe under PPA or whatever, that will be. That will decide an appropriate time. It is the matter is sub judice right now. The strategy for sale we will decide As of now, it is partly, they are selling partly merchant and partly under PPA. What strategy, etc. we take, we'll decide once the matter is resolved in the court.
Okay. And what are the current merchant rates, sir? And the PPAs and the market share?
So right now, giving too much weight, I mean, there's limited information that can be discussed about SKS actually. So...
Okay. Sir, going matter, ahead, post...
Matter is for today. We okay. will... I should, please.
Sir, going what ahead, how... Like to clarify. Yeah. Yes, you were telling...
I would like to clarify on the coal pricing. You are talking about the imported coal with our coal mines. Whatever premium or revenue share we are giving, that is also linked with the market rate. So if prices are falling, our cost will also go down.
Right. Sir, post this aligning of our SKS in our portfolio, how will the revenue mix look like in terms of the different verticals we have, ferroalloy, steel, and then power? What would be the revenue mix?
I think definitely power revenue will go up from here. Presently, power revenue is much lesser because we are selling only hydropower thermal is captive consumption. So with the incoming of the merchant power of 600 megawatts of SKS power, the share of power sale will be substantially higher in the overall revenue mix.
Okay. Any ballpark number you can give, sir, depending upon the current prevailing rate, what should be the likelihood and at full capacity utilization?
I think it will be too early to consider the numbers of SKS in our revenue because by the time there will be multiple other revenue streams, maybe from the coal and all those things, other expansion projects, hydropower projects will also come up.
Okay, sir. Dhanyavaad. Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants, you may press star and one to ask the question. As there are no further questions, I would now like to hand the conference to Mr. Manish Sarda for closing comments.
We thank all the participants. The company continues to diversify its revenue from power and mining will increase over a period, decoupling it from cyclicality of metal industry. Journey from here is exciting. We are adding solar power for captive consumption, which will help in reducing carbon footprint in our manufacturing facility. Approval of for resolution plan for SKS power will be a major milestone in our growth journey. Increase in the coal mining capacity of existing coal mine from 1.44 million tons to 5.2 million metric tons and opening up of three more mines at Shahpur, Kalyani and Bartunga will also help in accelerated growth. Please feel free to reach out to us or our IR team. If you have any further questions, we look forward to connect again in the next con call. Thank you.
Thank you very much. On behalf of Sarda Energy and Minerals Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us. You may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.